Now, business people in the northwest from both sides of the border are coming together today for what's being billed as a Brexit preparedness meeting. The virtual conference via Zoom is being organised jointly by the Letterkenny and Derry Chambers of Commerce and will be addressed by the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Simon Coveney. Both chambers want to examine the likely consequences of Britain exiting the EU in January without a trade deal in place. Ahead of their discussions, we're joined by Tony Forrester, who's CEO of Letterkenny Chamber of Commerce, and by Kieran Kennedy, Managing Director of Strabane-based sportswear firm O'Neill's. Thank you both for joining us on the programme. And maybe I can come first of all to you, Kieran, because you'll be taking part in this meeting. You're a cross-border business employing, I'm told, something of the order of 900 people here and around the world. So tell us, what would a no-Brexit deal, what threats would a no-Brexit deal pose for your business?
Well, you know, good morning. It would be very, very difficult for us. In fact, that, you know, we are on the border here. We have our company in Dublin as well, and all our goods cross the border, maybe up to 8 times. If there's any delays or tariffs or duties, it would just make our business unsustainable, really. So if there's no deal Brexit, and we had to face all the issues of delays, and again, with our staff, you know, 50% of our staff here at Brooklyn Strabane cross the border from Donegal on a daily basis to come to the work. So it would be a huge implications if there's a no deal Brexit.
So you have, first of all, you've staff, but then you've materials, raw materials going backwards and forwards, finished product then crossing the border, being exported presumably from Northern Ireland, the UK, into that those crucial EU markets, all of that.
Yeah, well, again, you know, if we had to pay tariffs and duties and customs declarations and all our shipments, it would just really be a disaster for us. You know, we bring our yarn in from the Far East. We take it through the Port of Dublin, up through Achnacloy into Strabane. We knit the fabric, it goes back to Dublin to get dyed, comes back here, we cut it, we print it or whatever, and we send half of it to our production unit in Dublin. Half it could stay here. Finished goods then can travel back and forward, north, south, east, west. So, you know, if there's any, if there's no deal Brexit, that would just be a disaster for us.
So actually, preparedness for a no deal Brexit really, really doesn't arise. I mean, there are preparations you can make.
Well, you know, you can't really prepare for a no-deal Brexit. This has been the problem all along. You know, no one knows. The uncertainty is just causing major problems for us all. And maybe, hopefully, we can get some clarity today from Mr. Coveney.
As I say, Tony Forrester from the Letterkenny Chamber of Commerce is also on the line. Tony, well, first of all, you've now got these further COVID restrictions to cope with there in Donegal and in Letterkenny. We might talk about that in a moment. But in terms of Brexit, you're representing 250 companies, many of them presumably facing similar challenges to what we've just heard from Kieran Kennedy there. What's at stake here for business across the Northwest?
Well, I suppose we've had years of being able to seamlessly go across the border in terms of goods and services. It's just the added bureaucracy, the uncertainty, and I suppose also that idea of a border, again, that we've really worked hard to not have. And there's that perception is also there. Now, our businesses have had a lot of information from revenue and from the government. Some of them have done lots of work on it, and others haven't, and we're waiting, maybe hoping it would go away. But this is crucial time now for us.
Yeah, I mean, well, let's talk about if there's a deal, because if there's a deal, I suppose then there's a set of requirements that are manageable. But companies, you say, even at this stage, and we're just a few months away from Britain's transitioning the final period, even at this late stage, many firms still haven't really addressed this, you're saying?
I think there's some very small businesses haven't, and maybe haven't realised that they will still have to do some paperwork, even though they feel like they're not exporters and they're not importers. So we're sort of just saying to people, get on the revenue system, get prepared for the basic stuff, and we'll help you. Everybody will help you through for the rest of it. But it's a very difficult situation and something we don't need at this particular time.
Yeah, and if there's no deal, really, that's almost unimaginable.
We just can't imagine what that will be like. A free trade deal is the only real way to go. So we're very concerned. Now, I've had briefings with the Irish government over the last 4 years, and I definitely feel the departments are working hard for both scenarios. Mm. But we're really hoping we get a deal.
Yeah, Kieran, you're also a member of the UK Department of International Trade Advisory Group. I think you're the only business person from Northern Ireland on that. Is there an awareness of these issues in British and in Britain and at the heart of British government?
Well, I really don't think there is. You know, and my objective is when we get down to talking about the European, you know, free trade agreement, will be to basically sit down with them and explain them exactly what kind of problems we'd have, especially for businesses here on the border. Unfortunately, we haven't got to that stage yet. We've been discussing the Japanese trade deal. We've been discussing the trade deal with the USA, but we haven't got to the European one yet, believe it or not, and we're rapidly running out of time.
I mean, at an earlier stage, before he was Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, people may recall, sort of dismissed cross-border trade on this island as something that was really quite peripheral. It didn't really amount to a whole lot. Is that still a view in Whitehall?
Well, he just didn't understand, you know, and he wasn't over the detail. But we met with Boris Johnson in Downing Street last October, and I was very, very clear and said to him, look, you know, I told him, a company on the border with 900 people employed in Ireland, our goods cross the border up to 8 times, we need a deal, Boris. And he just went, oh, yeah, I know. But look, at the end of the day, I think there's a lot of posturing going on. I do still believe, and I would be very positive, that there will be a deal. You know, so look, let's just wait and see, you know.
As I was saying to you, Tony, you're already facing this immediate COVID now, further restrictions across Donegal. What's that going to mean for businesses you represent and others?
Well, I just think it's going to be a tough day for everyone. A lot of our hospitality businesses will be shutting. Well, not shutting, but restricting themselves tonight from midnight. And that will have an implication on their suppliers, their employees, and really the whole business community. But it's a health pandemic we're in, and we have to protect our people. So our businesses will work very hard to close and hopefully open again on the 16th of October. But it has long-term implications in terms of particularly hospitality trade and how they can trade through the winter.
And Micheál Martin was making the point when this was being announced that there will be supports for affected businesses in Donegal as they've been elsewhere. What are your asks, and particularly with the budget coming up?
Well, I suppose, you know, we will always say the North West needs more support than others, but not just for the pandemic, just in general, in terms of our infrastructure and things. But we really do need to look at our businesses. In the last survey that was done by Chambers Ireland, we were looking at most businesses are down around 30% overall, and some businesses obviously very much more than that. We need the rates waiver extended. I think we need to look at the pandemic unemployment payment, and the EWSS that came in to replace the temporary wage subsidy is going to have implications on people's cash flow because the money isn't coming into their bank account quick enough.
And just finally, Kieran, I'm told that you've had a cluster, an outbreak of the virus in your factory in Strabane. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So over the weekend, one of our employees caught the COVID, and he seems to have spread it to 2 or 3 of the staff. You know, they are self-isolating at the moment, and we had to close our warehouse yesterday, and we got a specialised company in there doing a full deep clean of the whole all our buildings now at the moment, and hopefully we can resume back in action again on Monday.
Just underline the implications of an outbreak for a business, leaving aside entirely the health consequences for those involved, and we wish them well. Kieran, we'll leave it there. Thank you for that. That was Kieran Kennedy from O'Neill's in Strabane, and Tony Forrester from the Letterkenny Chamber of Commerce. We'll be back with more business after this short break.